Sri Lankan Buddhists believe that the tooth relic was brought to their country around 300 BC. Safeguarding the relic became the responsibility of kings, and over the years, the custodianship of the relic came to symbolize the right to rule. The Buddha is said to have given two legacies to future generations: the body of his teachings, the Dharma, and also relics of his physical body itself, which are now scattered in shrines right across the globe. And one of the most precious is kept in here, in the Temple of the Tooth.
That relic makes the presence of the Buddha more graphic to people, so it gives them a power. Actually, many Buddhist temples around the Buddhist world have little relics, a piece of bone or something. Just like in Europe, you have relics of the saints. So it's a way of making the person's presence feel more immediate. That gives the temple more power as a magnet to draw the worshipper.
The shrine stands right at the center of a paved courtyard. The ceiling is decorated with moonstones and floral designs. There are ivory reliefs on the doorways. The inner chamber contains the tooth relic and other sacred objects. And all around, there is a brightly painted corridor. Monks conduct daily worship in the inner chamber of the temple. Rituals are performed at dawn, at noon, and in the evening. The tooth is in this upper chamber in a casket of gold and is only revealed to a chosen few. The sacred relic is symbolically bathed with a herbal preparation made from scented water and fragrant flowers. This holy water is believed to contain healing properties and is distributed among those present. Once a week, mothers gather at the temple with their babies.
All these little babies are waiting to be taken in to be blessed by the priest so that they have Buddha's power with them for the rest of their lives. They're given a little white piece of string to wrap around their wrist, which shows that the Buddha is with them from now until they die. And it's also incredibly important that they get the Buddha's blessing right at this early stage, because everything that they do from now on, all their intentional actions, what they think, what they say and what they do, their karma will affect how they are then reborn in the next life.